Venice Republican Senator Nancy Dietert's bill requires that certain juvenile offenders can apply to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to have their record automatically expunged when the minor reaches the age of 21. Originally, depending on the minor, the age was 24 or 26. But she says there are some exceptions.
The automatic expunction does not apply if the minor is classified as a serious or habitual juvenile offender, or if the minor has been committed to a juvenile correctional facility or prison.
After working with her House sponsor, Dietert says her bill just recently went through another change.
Some improvements were made to clarify that a person who is denied early expungement is still eligible to have their record expunged at the age of 21 if they meet the eligibility requirements.
Using her son as an example, Dietert says this issue is personal to her.
When he was five, he and the neighbor kid made a bike ramp out of three sheets of drywall. They got arrested, fingerprinted, booked, had his picture with a little, practically a number under it, put, and had to go for rehabilitation. I had just moved to this state like 3 weeks before. I was pretty shocked that this is the system. They're 5 years old. So then when he went to get a job when he was an adult, they said, well, do you realize you have a police record? And he said, does it say on there I was five?
Overall, Dietert says these kids deserve a second chance.
So these kind of, you know, toilet papering, breaking a sheet of drywall, all minor things, they deserve to be expunged on your 21st birthday if you're a normal kid that may have been a little bit of a prankster. Kind of label this the, you know, help the moms of America bit.
As a mother herself, Miami Republican Senator Anna Terry Flores says she likes the bill.
Thank you very much, Senator Dietert, and thank you for bringing this issue to our attention. As a mother of a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old boy, not that I anticipate there being similar issues, but you never know.
Orlando Democratic Senator Darren Soto, who also co-sponsored the measure, is also a supporter.
In this modern era, we see arrests and convictions follow youth for years, and a lot of them don't have the money to pay an attorney to expunge their records quicker or also address it with future employers. So we got to keep up with the times, and I really appreciate your good work on this, Senator Dietert.
And the Florida Senate unanimously passed the bill. Meanwhile, its House companion by Clearwater Republican Senator Chris Latvala is already headed to the floor. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.